Most people don't like change. Even good change can be difficult. And yet, when we decide to follow Jesus, some things have to change. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. As I look back on my life, it amazes me how long I held out against God. For years, I held back from giving my life to Jesus, and not because I didn't believe in him. Deep down, I always knew that he was who he said he was. So, what held me back? Well, the same thing that holds so many other people back. The fear of what we might have to give up. There were things in my life back then that I knew were wrong, and yet, like so many others, I clung on to them like grim death. Why do we do that? We know these things are bad for us, and yet we fight like hell, I choose that word quite deliberately, to hang on to them. Probably it's because we don't like change. Probably it's because we're afraid that by giving these things up, we'll miss out on goodness knows what. So, while some people hang back, others do take the step of faith in Jesus, but they never really deal with the sin that's ruining their lives. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. But God's strong foundation never moves, and these words are written on it. The Lord knows those who belong to him. Also, these words are written there. Everyone who says they believe in the Lord must stop doing wrong. Look, there's a right and there's a wrong. And as much as people these days want to blur the line between the two, God's strong foundation never moves. Whoever says they believe in Jesus, that includes you, it includes me, must stop doing what's wrong. It's crunch time. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And that's all easier said than done. What we need to make the change is power. What we need to make the change is wisdom. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.